A moment now to pay tribute to a man named Wilbur Snap, who died in Florida this weekend at the age of 83. Wilbur Snap felt at home at Jack Russell Stadium in Clearwater, Florida. For about 20 years, he played the organ for the minor league Clearwater Phillies and for the Philadelphia Phillies in spring training. He became famous for an incident back in 1985 when he, the organ player, got ejected by an umpire from a minor league game. We asked Janice Snap, Wilbur's wife of 61 years, to tell us the story.
Now, he could tell it better, but there was a really bad call on first base, and the manager went out. And they threw him out. Well, it was really bad. And his organ sat right on first base. I mean, that's where he was in the stadium, on the outside, right by first base. So he could see the bad play, too. Then he started playing three blind mice, and the umpire at home plate threw him out.
He just pointed at him and said, you're out of here.
He came up to the fence, threw up his hand to Wilbur, get out.
And how did the crowd react when that happened?
Oh, they booed.
I bet they did. Were you at the stadium when that happened?
No, because I was selling programs down in the front of the stadium.
And what did you say when you heard about what happened?
Well, then somebody came running down, hey, your husband just got thrown out. And I thought, why? And then he didn't have to leave the stadium. So his little thing was he would make these long balloons into little characters for the kids when he wasn't playing.
Oh, those animal balloons?
Yes. And he did the animal balloons. He made little mice, and the people would put little blind eyes on all of them, and they people in the stands was singing Three Blind Mice all the rest of the evening.
And the umpire must not have known what to do about that.
Oh, he couldn't throw everyone out.
No, it sounds like your husband became quite famous for this incident. He got a phone call from Marv Albert in New York, the sportscaster.
And Paul Harvey, the next day, come on the air singing Three Blind Mice and talked about it. And Good Morning America had it on. And I have a scrapbook full that people sent him articles from all over telling about it in the newspaper. One article is from the Mainichi newspaper in Japan.
Wow. Would he talk to you about it, saying, boy, I just didn't know what I was getting into. I just wanted to play Three Blind
Mice.
No,
he reveled in every bit of it.
He did.
Now, they fined him
$100.
But they said if he wouldn't have to pay it if he didn't play it. But for several years, people, when there's a bad call, they come down, hey, play Three Blind Mice. And he'd say, "Are you? Do you have $100?
He didn't want that fine again.
No.
Mrs. Snap, I understand you have a recording of your husband playing the organ there.
It's on a CD here beside me.
Do you think you could play us a little bit down through the phone line?
Uh-huh.
Great.
Just a second. I turned it on. Did you get it?
Yeah, that was great. I've read that your husband was self-taught on the organ. He didn't read music.
He doesn't read a note. In fact, he went to take some lessons one time. He sat down and played a little bit. The man closed the book and says, you'll ruin yourself. I'm not going to teach you a thing.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Mrs. Snap.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Janice Snap in St. Petersburg, Florida, remembering her late husband Wilbur Snap, who died on Saturday. Mr. Snap was ejected from a game nearly 20 years ago for playing three blind mice on the organ after a bad call. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.